The Badgers basketball team did not claim the national championship title last night, losing to Duke in a heartbreaker, 68-63. So how are you feeling about the game, the entire season? How about the UW-Madison basketball program in general? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's about 12 minutes before 8 o'clock on this Tuesday, April 7th. We are going to talk about what the program means for the university and for Wisconsin with UW-Madison Chancellor Rebecca Blank, who joins us on the road home to Madison from Indianapolis. Good morning, Chancellor Blank.
Morning, Joy. How are you?
I'm okay. So you watched the game in Indy last night, apparently.
I did indeed. I've been here all weekend. We had a great crowd of Badgers down here.
It looked fantastic. What an atmosphere, and certainly a once in a lifetime experience for many there. How your reaction to the outcome of the game?
Well, you know, I am really proud of this team, win or lose. They have had a wonderful season, and they have played like a team, and they've represented the university just wonderfully. You know, we're all disappointed that we lost, but it was a good run.
Yeah, so it's been 74 years since the Badgers won a national basketball championship. What can a season like the season the Badgers had now, even just, you know, a Final Four appearance or being in a national game, even if we didn't win it, what does that do for a university?
So, you know, it gets a lot of attention. I mean, we have gotten publicity, and particularly for this team, you know, whether it's around vocabulary words or around their great playing and their sort of, you know, their looseness, we've gotten publicity you couldn't buy for this team. And, of course, that publicity reflects onto the university. And it means that there are a whole number of sophomores and juniors out there who, when they're thinking about where they're going to go to school, you know, having watched all of this, say, gee, I'm going to learn more about the University of Wisconsin and, you know, start clicking on the website. And, you know, it helps our applications. I think it cements our alumni to feeling even more loyal, given the sort of presence that we've had on the national stage in the last few weeks. So that, you know, the type of athletic success here really leverages into a win for the whole university.
Yeah. Do you get a lot of money because of this?
It's an interesting question. You know, the research shows that when you unexpectedly win, there actually is an effect on donations. But if you do it year after year, it doesn't affect your donations anymore. So, you know, I think these last 2 years, going to the Final Four 2 years in a row, you know, we'll see a little bit of effect from our alumni on our donations, I think.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to get a little bit into politics, I guess, here, but how might this championship season affect the proposed budget cuts to the university? Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, I don't know that I can speculate on this. We're in a series of good conversations with the legislature, and that's just going to have to play its way out. I don't know that, you know, what's happened in the last couple of weeks in terms of college basketball is going to affect that conversation a lot.
Well, I want to say that my reaction to this almost national championship for the UW Badgers is one of, I am very proud of the team and of the university of living in Wisconsin. I think the entire state of Wisconsin is proud of that team. Don't you think, Chancellor Blank?
I sure hope they are, because they ought to be. They have just represented this state so wonderfully, and you know, one of the things that I really like about Wisconsin is that we do student athletics in the way that they should be done. These are students and they are athletes both, and I think they show that in their demeanor, their ability to speak in whole sentences, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Cattywampus. And
but, you know, I was really impressed with how well these students did with the national media. It is really hard to deal with that type of press attention. And to do that at age 19, 20, 21, I just thought they did a great job in the media.
Yeah, they sure did, and they some of the lessons I learned too is that they worked very, very hard to do what they did, but they also had fun doing it. So they were having fun doing something they love and working very hard at it. And I think we can all take a little something away from that.
So, right, and I've got to give a big shout out to the whole coaching staff, and particularly Bo Ryan, because they're the ones who helped make this team.
Yeah. Chancellor Blank, talk some. There are people who say, you know what, too much attention and too much money is spent on sports at the university level. I just address that concern. Do we spend too much money on coaches' salaries on sports in general?
Yeah, you know, academics and sports have always come together a little bit uneasily. And as money has increased in college sports, particularly in basketball and football, it's, you know, continues to raise those concerns, and I share some of them. I want to be very clear that no money goes into the sports program. They are self-funding. And in fact, we get money back from the sports program into non-sports scholarships so that they end up passing money back to the university as opposed to us sending money to them. And you know, that's to their credit. That is not true of a lot of programs. There are a lot of programs that actually the money flow goes the other way. You know, we're going to see how this all plays out over time. I do think that the increases in coaches' salaries, to be blunt, are not great. They make us look more and more like the pros, and you get into this arms race. And then the question is, you know, why are these students different from the NBA players? And, you know, there's a number of answers to that, but I think we have to hold on to the idea of student athletes. We need to make sure that a good number of our students are graduating, that they're serious students, and, you know, that, you know, they're in class and they're not just out on the field.
We are talking with Rebecca Blank, the Chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and we're welcoming your thoughts this morning, your questions, your feelings about the Badgers basketball team losing the national championship game last night to Duke, 68-63. But what do you think of this season in general, this team in general, and what do you think this program means for UW-Madison and Wisconsin? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Well, Mary Jo in Milwaukee says she loves the fact that the Madison students last night in the crowd were happy and dancing while the Badgers lost. She, well, for that matter, maybe in the crowd there, but I'm also here on State Street, Chancellor Blank. There was, there might have been a little bit of somebody lit a T-shirt on fire or something like that, but otherwise, people were in a good mood. They were, you know, they were celebrating the team, and fireworks were going off, and we apparently had a very classy response to the loss. Your thoughts?
Yeah, no, it's always been a hallmark of our students and, you know, Madison, Wisconsin, that we do seem to deal a little better with wins and with losses in terms of crowd behavior. When you have huge numbers of people gathered together, there's always the potential for problems. But I was glad to hear that things were quite, you know, if there were problems, they were quite minor last night. I know I got that report from our chief of police, and I appreciate the fact that our students behave well under all circumstances.
Cliff in Appleton is with us. Hi, Cliff.
Good morning. I thought they played an outstanding game, and ABCNews.com has a story that one of the controversial calls in the end of the game was believed to have made wrong, and they said of all 50 states, 87% of respondents felt that, you know, Wisconsin got cheated. You know, be that as it may, I thought the athletes were great. It was a great game. But the refs made some bad calls that influenced the end.
Yeah, I think but Coach Ryan was not exactly thrilled with the roughing either, Chancellor Blank. Any thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I'm not going to comment on the refereeing. The game is what it is, and, you know, the other team just played really well, and, you know, there you go. Sometimes you win and sometimes you lose, and we lost this one.
Yeah.
But it was a great season.
Let's go to Amanda in Potosi. Hi, Amanda.
Hi. My comment is, yes, they may have lost, but you know what? They're winners in my eyes because they did a great job. So proud of them. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Right. Thank you. Well, they are winners in many, many ways. Chancellor Blank, you wouldn't disagree with that.
No, as I started off by saying, I'm so proud of this team, and I hope everyone else in the state of Wisconsin feels that as well, having watched these whole series of games.
Yeah. So are we going to take the national championship next year?
Boy, I hope so. if Coach Ryan has anything to say about it, we will.
Yeah, well, if you, let's say the Badgers basketball team is listening right now, which they're not, but what is your message to them?
I would just thank them for everything they have done and for their hard work, and tell them to stay in another year for those who aren't seniors yet and play for us one more time and, enjoy being students at the University of Wisconsin, that we are delighted to have them.
Yeah. Well, we are very happy that you could join us on your way back from Indianapolis. Thank you so much, Chancellor Blank, for being with us.
You have a good day.
You too. Rebecca Blank is the Chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-Madison, talking with us about the NCAA championship, national championship game last night in Indianapolis, where she was, where the Wisconsin Badgers did lose a heartbreaker to Duke, 68-63. You can still comment on how you're feeling about the team, the game, the season on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Thanks to Bill Martins and to Kayla Blado and to Christy Taylor for producing and directing this hour. Thank you for listening. Thanks to the Badger basketball team and program for such a great ride. Lots of thrills. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I hope you stay tuned. It's On Your Money coming up next. Tomorrow at this time, we are going to analyze the results of today's election, talking about the state Supreme Court justice race and that constitutional amendment on the selection of the Chief Justice. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.